Masechta Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Now we know the halacha that you're not allowed to cook in fire. What about cooking on a piece of metal that was heated on fire? But there's no fire right now. Can I crack an egg and put it up against the side of a pot that was just taken off the fire? And the answer is no, because that's called Toldas Ha'ar. Something that was heated through fire, even though I'm not cooking directly on the fire, it is still Aser. So let me ask you another question. What about cooking in the sun? And the answer is yes, it's mutter. Torah never asered cooking in the sun. However, at least one sheet in our Mishnah, that's the first sheet that holds, what I don't want you to do is to cook on something that was heated through the sun. Because I'm scared that if someone's going to see you do that, he's going to think that you can cook on something that was heated in the fire, that we're going to confuse the two. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Zakta Mishnah, Ein Neisnin Beyu, we cannot place an egg, Bitzad Hamechem, at the side, Bitzad means on the side, Hamechem means of a kettle, there's no fire here now, but the kettle is still hot. And why do I want to put this egg up against the side of the kettle, B'shvil Shetis Galgal, so it should slightly cook. Now, the word Galgal usually means a circle, or a wheel. So what does that have to do with cooking? Well, the answer is, did you ever take a raw egg and try to spin it? It doesn't spin. And that's because the yolk and the white is all mixed together and it's liquidy. But a hard-boiled egg, which is solid, spin it, it spins like a dreidel. So when an egg cooks, it starts to spin. That's why we use the lashon, at least some explain it this way, to describe a cooking egg, the shvil shet his galgal. In any event, so you cannot put the egg up against the side of the pot. We also don't want you to break open a hot egg and to put it down, let's say, on some type of cloth or scarf. Now, over here, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa, because what's happening is it's cooking on this hot scarf that was heated up in the sun. Although it's not Otzim in a Torah, as explained earlier, the Tanakhama says, the first Tan in the Mishnah says, don't do it, because I'm scared a person will confuse this with cooking on something that was heated in the fire. The Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi is not concerned that if someone heats something on an article that was cooked in the sun, you're going to confuse it with something that was cooked in the fire. Now, the last halacha in the Mishnah is something that everyone agrees with. V'loi yat minena. You shouldn't cover it b'chol in sand, will be avak derachim, or in the dust of the roads, b'shvil shetitzala, so that it should roast. Why would even Rabbi Yossi agree over here that you shouldn't do it? Didn't you just tell me Rabbi Yossi is not concerned we're going to mix up Toldas Chama and Toldas Ha'ar? So the Batanura tells us two reasons. One is, people tend to confuse heated sand with heated ashes. If you can do it with heated sand, why can't I do it with heated ashes? And that would be the malacha of cooking. According to another shita, you know what Rabbi Yossi is concerned for? He's concerned for the halachis of muktza. Sand is muktza. And I'm scared if you're going to let people cook this way, they're going to start moving the sand or the soil for this purpose.